Make a quick roll of both the Mint employees and CCAC members very quickly. Then we will go official for the public meeting, and then I'll hand it over to Tom. Real quick, I'm just going to take a quick roll of the Mint employees. I don't know if the director is getting on. Are you on, sir? Okay, I have April's on. Regan's on. Pam, are you on? Yes. Thank you. And please, others, remember to mute your mics. There's a lot of static. Benenza?
Yes, I'm on.
All right. Did I pronounce it right that time?
Benenza.
All right. Close. Getting closer. Joe Mena?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Ron Harrigal, you are on. Greg is on. Ben is on. Mike Costello, are you on? Okay.
Mike had a conflict, so he's not going to be on.
Oh, great. Thank you. Did I miss anybody else from the Mint that I need to recognize? Okay. Moving on, is the transcriber Nate on?
Yes, I'm on.
Perfect. And you can hear everybody, correct? And I have told everyone to identify themselves when they first start speaking.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And if there is any complications, please jump in and let us know if you're having an issue hearing something since you've been being transcribed this way.
Yes, thank you.
Great. Moving on to CCAC members. Sam is on. Is Robert, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Dean, are you on?
Present.
Thank you. I have Mike Moran's on, Donald's on. Jeannie, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And I have Dennis, Lawrence, Dr. Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Tom, chairperson, are you on?
Yes.
Great. I have Mary and then Robin. Are you on?
Yes.
All right. So, sir, it looks like we have a full house, all CCAC members and all Mint employees that we expected on the call. I will hand it over to you for the start of the meeting.
And do we want to check if there's any numismatic press on as well, Jennifer?
Well, wait a second. Yes. You haven't actually called the meeting to order yet, Tom. So when you call the meeting to order, then call the roll for the record.
Yeah, I'll call the roll and I'll identify press on the phone as well.
Yeah, I don't identify him. I just wanted to make sure we had everybody we needed.
Yeah, we had the quorum. Exactly. Okay, everyone, good afternoon. I'll call the order to order this meeting of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee for Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. Before we begin, I would like to introduce the members of the committee. Please respond present when I call your name. Sam Gill.
Present.
Robert Hogue.
Present.
Dr. Dean Kudlowski.
Present.
Mary Lannan.
Present.
Michael Moran.
Present.
Robin Salmon.
Present.
Donald Scarinci.
Present. I'm here.
Jeannie Stephen Salmon.
Present.
Dennis Tucker.
Present.
Dr. Lawrence Brown.
Present.
Thank you all. I'm Tom Uram, the chairman of the CCAC, and thanks for everyone taking time to join us. And we have a full committee, which is super. Today's agenda of the CCAC includes a review and approval of the minutes to the secretary and minutes from our March 2020 meeting, a review and discussion of candidate designs for the George H.W. Bush presidential dollar. Before we begin our proceedings, are there other members of the press in attendance?
Yes, Brandon. Sorry, you could go first.
Yeah, Brandon, go ahead.
Oh, Brandon Hall with Coin Update and Mint News Blog.
Thank you, Brandon. Any
Mike
others?
Mike Gunster with Coin News.
Mike, thank you. Any others? Thanks for joining in on the call. Finally, for the record, I'd like to confirm the following Mint staff, that are on today's call, please present, indicate that you are present after I've called your name. April Stafford, the Chief Office of Management Design Management.
Present.
Megan Sullivan, Program Manager.
Present.
Vanessa Hancock, Program Manager.
Present.
Pam Bohr, Program Manager.
Present.
Joe Mena, Mint Chief Engraver.
Present.
Ron Harrigal, Manager of Design and Engraving.
Present.
Jennifer Warren, Director of Legislative Affairs and the Liaison to the CCAC.
Present.
Greg Wyman, Counsel to the CCAC.
Present.
Okay, thank you very much. Have I missed any of the Mint staff? Okay, thanks again for joining. Are there any issues that need to be addressed on the Mint side at this point for the public meeting? Okay, then the first item on our agenda is to review and approval of the minutes of the Secretary's letters from our last meeting. Everyone has the documents. Are there any comments on these documents? Hearing none, is there an approval to the minutes and the letters?
Motion.
State your name.
Tom, this is Mary Lannon. I move to approve.
And okay, Mary, thank you. Is there a second?
This is Robert.
Lawrence Brown.
I heard Robert first, so I'll go with Robert since I heard his first name there. And we have a second. Are there any objections to the motion? If not, I'd like to have a motion to approve. Everyone signify by saying aye.
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 Any nays? Unanimously approved. Okay, we now turn to the business of the committee. April Stafford, who is the chief of the Mint's Office of Design Management, will present the candidate designs for the George H.W. Bush presidential dollar coin. April?
Thank you. It is public law 116-112 that authorizes the Secretary of the Treasury to mint and issue $1 coins honoring President George H.W. Bush. These coins are to be designed in the same manner as the previously issued presidential dollar coins, a program that ended in 2016 with the issuance of a coin honoring President Reagan. Like the Native American dollar coins, these coins will not circulate, but will be available to collectors in a variety of products. The obverse of these coins must feature the name and likeness of the President of the United States, the order in which that president served, and the dates or years of the term of service of such president. The reverse design of these coins will continue to feature a dramatic rendition of the Statue of Liberty, the same image used on the previous presidential dollar coins. The United States Mint worked with a liaison to the Bush family in the development and review of the design portfolio, and the family's design preference will be indicated. So we will be reviewing the obverse designs for this. All obverse designs feature portraits of President Bush. I'd like to call the committee's attention. They should be referencing the portfolio of designs that were sent to you via email by Jennifer Warren. We'll be moving through those nine designs. And I'd like to point out that after review, the Bush family prefers design one. The CFA, the Commission of Fine Arts, also reviewed the designs on February 20th, and they have recommended design one also. So going to the candidate designs, we'll move through them. We have design one, again, the preference of the Bush family as well as the recommendation of the CFA. We also have design two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, a total of 9 candidate designs. Mr. Chairman?
Okay, April, thank you very much. So as we begin our consideration, I'd like to, as we have heard, the Bush family recommends design number one and the CFA recommends design number one. So I'd like to focus, have our focus to begin there. And I think mainly what we would want to know, and I think many of the members would want to know, is some of the minting techniques and what we would have to make sure that this comes out the way it would be should we choose this design. So I'd like to call on the Joe Mena, who is the chief engraver, to make some comments as we begin.
Thank you, Tom. This is Joe Mena speaking. I mean, just from an aesthetic point of view, I see a bust which indicates nobility tempered by a very genteel expression. So there's this humanity too, and that's really cool from an artist's point of view. I understand that there's been comments in the past made about teeth. I don't necessarily agree with those. In the Ronald Reagan portrait, where I see that they were problematic is because it was a front-on portrait. Front-on portraits are the worst choice that one can make in relief. This is a three-quarter portrait, and the teeth could be very easily sculpted. When I was in school in Russia, they would say sculpt a teapot like a person and a person like a teapot, where it didn't matter what you sculpted, it mattered how you sculpted it. It was even an even more pertinent expression. So we can sculpt anything you need or anything that's present, anything the design necessitates. It's a question of can we sculpt it good enough, and in this case, I think the team can.
Okay, Joe. Are there any comments from our committee at this point? Okay, I'd like to begin our discussion then, and I'll start with Donald Scarinci. Donald?
I think we should go with the family's recommendation. I think it's a good selection. I think the family put the time into this. They know what they like. They know how he looks good. They know how they'd like to remember him, and they know how they would like him to be remembered for all time. So for me, this is very simple, and I support the family's recommendation.
Thank you, Donald. Michael?
You caught me by surprise there, Tom. I had to get it unmuted. I agree with Donald. I happen to like it myself when I looked through all of these. It was my favorite. And I went back and saw it was the family's, and it was a done deal for me. I don't really have anything else to say. I think the family deserves their choice this time.
Thank you, Michael. Robert?
Thank you, Tom. In looking over these, I thought there was a great variety of presentations of the same person's features, and I thought this was really quite interesting. Number one, the family's preference, which I would agree with, is the only one that shows his teeth, which is, as Joe mentioned, something more of a challenge than other types of portraits. I particularly like the sculpting of, or the design for number four and of number nine. Number four is a nice, serious-looking expression, and number nine is the classical profile, which is generally more effective than a facing image on coins and medals. But I think all of these are kind of handsome, and really the differences I thought were really quite interesting too, as President Bush can be seen in many different ways by different artists, obviously. So at any rate, I'm not against number one. I think this is a fine, friendly-looking image. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks for the comments. Mary?
I tend to like number one. I believe that that's my favorite because he seems so hopeful. He seems happy. I agree with the difficulty that we might have with the teeth, but I think that Joe can overcome that. But to me, this is the most hopeful of the portraits. I also like a rather pensive one, which is number seven. But on the whole, I like the dark suit with the dark hair, which seems to me his face pops out a lot more. So I will be putting my votes behind the family's choice, which is number one. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Robin?
I really prefer number one myself. To me, that is the portrait that is most like the way I remember President Bush. And as Mary says, it's hopeful, and I think that's always a good quality to have. The dark suit does seem to add dimension that some of the other portraits might not have, and so my vote is for number one. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Sam?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, too, chose number one without even knowing what the family's recommendation was going to be. I see it, as I remember him, as very positive. It's got a can-do attitude. As Mary was saying, it's forward-looking, as he always did, and it shows good cheer. So I totally support number one. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Dennis?
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I agree with these comments. I think number one is a wonderful portrait. It's warm. It's engaging. It has emotion. I think some of the other ones have emotion, but more stoic. Numbers four and five are almost tinged with sadness when I first saw them. It was my opinion. And this is the only one I think that really captures a bit of motion as well. He could be talking to us, he could be cracking a joke, as he was known to do, certainly inspiring, and I think it's an excellent choice, and I agree with the family's choice of number one.
Mr. Chairman?
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Greg. Because there's been some comment about the dark suit, would you mind asking Joe Mena to comment on how that might be translated?
Sure. Joe, would you like to address that now, or do you want to wait till the end?
Well, I'll make it real quick. We can't spell color, you know. We can't spell phone. But what we could do, if this is a congressional gold medal, it would be incused, and therefore it would be dark. In this case, the features of the face will be emphasized, and the suit itself will be minimized so that the face is prominent in a sculptural rather than painterly way. That's my answer.
Thanks, Joe, and thanks, Greg, for bringing that up. Good point. Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I want to thank all my colleagues on the CCAC. Their comments are so superb that it's kind of difficult for me to try to even match them. I did have a wonderful opportunity to review all the designs. I was impressed with them all, quite frankly, but I must also say that the number one was the one that really captured my attention, partly because of the fact I think that much of the public, those who are of age, certainly will recognize him, and those who are not have a different portrait that is different than what is classically on our circulating coins. So for that reason, Mr. Chair, I vote for number one.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. Dr. Kolatsky, Dr. Dean?
Number one is number one with me. It depicts, you get a good sense of George H.W. Bush's optimism and his friendliness, and it's also got a good sense of realism. You get a little bit of the shag and the care in the back, and again, the hopeful, positive, somewhat it offers a really nice contrast with the stoicism that he is portrayed with on the commemorative postage stamp, and I think that this is a nice complement to that, and I'm thinking of how we can think of when a president passes away, the commemorative stamp and the commemorative coin can be and present either the same or different perspectives of the same person. So I'm glad the family picked number one. That one, I was always for number one. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Dr. Dean. And I think there's a message there for marketing. Maybe something can happen to joint effort there with the stamp. That'd be great. Jeannie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also agree with my colleagues that number one is my choice. I think that it is a very uplifting portrait, and I'm happy to agree with the family. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. I'll just wrap up a comment that I have, and that is to thank Congress and the Mint and however it came about to extend the program. I think that it means a lot that we continue the presidential series on. The legislation didn't require that, but I appreciate whatever and whomever at the Mint went on to ask Congress to extend this, and it's really important. And with that, are there any other thoughts or questions or any further discussion? Are there any motions before us at this point? We could fill out the score sheets, or if someone would like to make a motion to move with number one. But I would say this, if we do that, I would like to still use the score sheet to recognize the merits portion of the score sheet, if people would want to turn that in after our call. If not, we can score and go from there. But if there is a motion, then anyone would like to make. Yes.
Chair, this is Lawrence Brown.
Dr. Brown.
Mr. Chair, we move on. This is Jennifer Warren. Let's check to see if Joe has any other comments before voting or before a motion.
This is Joe. Not at all. It's my honor to speak before the committee, and thank you for your time, and everyone stay safe.
Anything else, Joe?
Mike?
No.
Mike Moran?
Yes, I'm here.
Wait. I heard Dr. Brown chime in. With Dr. Brown,
oh, I'm sorry.
Want to?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would like a motion that the CCAC accepts number one by unanimous consent.
Okay, we have Dr. Brown who's made a motion. And that's seconded by Dennis.
Sam seconds.
Okay, we have a motion to unanimously accept the preference number one, design number one.
Just for clarification.
Are there any other discussion?
This is Greg Wyman. For clarification, the motion should be to recommend.
Okay, to recommend.
I accept the amendment.
And Dennis, you accept that amendment?
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Okay, it's a unanimous vote, and I'm sure that it's going to be a terrific dollar coin tribute to the former president. The any other discussion that we might have at this point, or anything to be brought up to the meeting at this time? Like I said, please turn in your sheet for merit. If you'd like to send that to Greg after the meeting, if you'd like to recognize, I know a couple of people brought up the other designs for merit, and I'm sure that the Mint appreciates that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Greg.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. Are there any other things to be discussed here at this time? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Tom,
this is
Mary Ron, and I will make it a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Okay,
that was Robert.
Second by Robert. Before I do that, I just want to hope that everyone stays safe. And Donald, you're in our prayers, and certainly everyone for that matter. So everyone be safe. All those in favor of adjourning the meeting, if I'm saying aye.
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 Aye. Anyone opposed? And if Brandon and Mike are still on the phone, thank you for joining us. And that concludes our meeting. Everyone be safe. Thank you.
Be safe. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Well, remember, the next meeting is June 23rd.
June 23rd.